Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Claude Corbett. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. And now, play ball. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Lark moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lark moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fox. Lark scores. Lockman moves to third. Mize moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Kerr moves to third. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Lark moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Lark moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Corbett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-1 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Corbett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyrostek strikes out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Giants. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lark strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Kent Peterson now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sauer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Vandermeer pinch runs for Ray Lamarno. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Vandermeer moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Kent Peterson. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Vandermeer moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bongholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bongholtz is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Bongholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jansen hits a line drive towards the mound. Gumbert catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 0 for 3 in the game. Corbett hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirostek hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Benny Zinterra now playing third base. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lark strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dewey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahlkup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Stahlkup reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Baumholtz is walked intentionally. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Claude Corbett. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahl Cup scores. Baumholtz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.